You decide to slip discreetly to the rear of the procession, mingling with the last ranks. The inhabitants of Innsmouth cast dull, glassy stares at you, their bulging eyes reflecting the torchlight without the slightest curiosity, as if your presence were already expected. The procession moves silently along River Street until it suddenly halts. You then hear the incessant murmur of waves lapping against the dilapidated docks. The street ends in a desolate vista. Rotting piers jut out into the black waters of the harbour, while the ghostly silhouettes of old warehouses stand in the darkness. The music and chanting stop abruptly, replaced by a voice rising from the head of the procession. The words reach you indistinctly, drowned out by the sea wind, but each phrase is punctuated by the deep, metallic sound of a gong. You then notice that several figures are keeping a cautious distance on River Street behind you, while other observers are gathered to the north along the docks, all kept away from the ceremony.